In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and we're going to hear Joshua Mills singing in the Spirit, and we're going to join him before we teach. Hallelujah.
Korea silele ma sotto la messe la co rasandarina
sandarina
to salele
noia
Korea silele
alleluia
cascele di limone le manda la ma si levanto le menti o te
There's an oil, it's flowing in this place. There's an oil, anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil, it's flowing in this place. Keri andali sharande terio, keri alandasi ko. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Presence of the Lord, there's an oil flowing in this place.
There's an oil, the anointing in presence of the Lord.
Flowing in this place.
Oh, there's an oil, the
in the presence of the Lord, there's an oil that's flowing in this place.
There's an oil, the anointing in the presence of the Lord, there's an oil that's flowing in this place. And it's healing, it's an oil of
healing. It's an oil of joy. It's an oil of breakthrough. Healing. It's an oil of joy. It's an oil of breakthrough. It's flowing in this place. There's an oil, the anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil. It's flowing in this place.
Oh, there's an oil.
The anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil. It's flowing in this place.
And it's unity. It's an oil of
unity.
Peace.
Oil of peace. It's an oil of miracle. Flowing in this place. It's an oil of peace. It's an oil of miracle flowing in this place.
So step on in, step on in, step on in into the oil that's flowing in this place.
Hallelujah. It's an oil of breakthrough. place. It's an oil of unity. It's an oil of peace. It's an oil of miracles in this place. It's an oil of unity. It's an oil of peace. It's an oil of miracles flowing in this place. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's an oil of healing. It's an oil of joy. It's an oil of breakthrough flowing in this place. It's an oil of healing. It's an oil of joy. It's an oil of breakthrough flowing in this place. There's an oil flowing in this place. It's an oil of healing. It's an oil of joy. It's an oil of breakthrough. We proclaim breakthrough today. Breakthrough in your minds. Breakthrough in your bodies. Healing by the power of the stripes on the back of Jesus. Today we have Anthony and Father Tom, and we're looking at the third chapter of the book of James. How many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters? For you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with the bridle. We put bits in the mouths of horses to make them obey us. We guide their whole bodies. Or look at their ships. Look at the ships, though they are so large and it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder. Whatever the will of the pilot directs, so also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. The tongue can't be tamed, it says. You've got to tame the heart, because what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. The tongue lights fires, destroys people's reputations. The tongue is not only used to praise God, but to curse our neighbor. The tongue, it's something that needs to be fixed, and it's not the tongue, it's the heart. A new heart I give to you, says the Lord. A new spirit I give to you, says the Lord. And when we have the new heart, the tongue speaks out the messages of God.
Yeah, we can just know what's in our heart by the words we speak. But our tongue has the power of life and death, create and destroy. In the spiritual realm, what we speak, because of the power of the Holy Spirit within us and the inheritance Jesus gave you, carries so much weight. We have the grace to be able to bless our lives, speak life, speak God's will into not only our lives, but other people's lives, and watch the power of God follow those words. But we can also speak the enemy's will. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. Give us thoughts and get us to speak his will over not only our lives, but other people's lives. And that is what witchcraft is. when we speak death, we speak words of death and destruction, because as a king, as standing in your kingly anointing with Jesus Christ, kings make decrees, and the decrees we make carry the power. They carry power in the spiritual realm and the power for things to be created. So let heaven be created through your words. Make the decrees of heaven over your life. It is so important. It is so important that we speak life, that you speak God's will, that you speak the heart of God into your life and into other people's lives, because what we speak becomes created. What you speak becomes created. So even if you don't feel it in your heart, just fake it till you make it. Start speaking joy, peace, goodness, and watch what happens.
Just a few weeks ago, a young woman came to me, and she had abandonment issues. And we prayed a simple prayer that Jesus would make up for those abandonment issues. She came back the next week smiling like a clam, and she said, "I'm healed. God healed me." I said, "Hallelujah. Let's thank God now. Isn't that wonderful?" I'm going to tell you, abandonment issues are more difficult to heal than cancer, because they have to do with the emotions. And our emotions are very, very real. She knew what she was feeling, and she said, "I need to pray against these abandonment issues." And we did, and the Lord healed her. The tongue is placed among them, among members, as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body. It sets on fire the cycle of nature and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beasts and bird, of reptile and sea creatures can be tamed and have been tamed by people. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. Within it we bless the Lord and Father, and within it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. Again, it's a heart issue. God has to change our hearts. We believe in the Sacred Heart. Last night we were told to replace our heart on the altar and receive the heart of Jesus. How we need the heart of Jesus. How we need to speak the words that come from our heart. We celebrate in June the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I remember the beautiful song that I heard that went like this: "How much love has my heart given to humanity and been little loved in return." Let's love Jesus this morning. Let's tell him how much we love him. Let's say, "Lord, take my heart and give me your heart instead."
That sounds like a good trade to me. Parents, you need to speak life over your children. You have spiritual authority over your children. So the word you speak in the spiritual realm, they have the power to open portals of affliction or open portals of blessing. In praying for people, there's so many times I've had to take authority in Jesus' name and break off word curses that people's parents or people in authority have spoken over their lives, that even you have spoken over your life. If you've spoken words of death over your life, sometimes that opens you up for a spirit of death to come in and begin to afflict you. If you speak words of fear, a spirit of fear can come in. So it's not a big deal, because in Jesus' name you take authority over those words, you break the power of the words, and you send out any spirits that may have come in through those words. But our words are portals. They're portals. So there's portals of life and death. So the Lord just really impressed in my heart, parents, you speak life over your children. And if there have been times in your life where you haven't done so, it's okay. You just repent and you break the power of those words that you've spoken over your children that isn't aligned with God's will, because God has a plan, a perfect plan for everyone's life, but so does the enemy. And we just want to speak God's plan and God's life over everyone. And from there, blessing will flow.
How many times have we said, I'm useless. Yeah. I can't do it. Why did God choose me? These are all negative discussions that we're making, negative words that we're saying. I'm not useless. I'm useful by the grace of God. I'm God's son by the blood of Jesus. I have things to offer people because of Christ. Oh, yes, we need to make decrees over our own life rather than those negative decrees. You say, well, I've been so hurt. Well, you know what? There is so much healing for you. Just declare it. I am healed by the stripes on the back of Jesus. Declare it rather than, oh, poor me. No, no, no. You're not poor. You have God as your Father and Jesus as your Savior and Lord. You're not poor. You're not poor. You're rich. He became poor so that we would become rich. He took on the cross so that we would have a new life. He rose from the dead, hallelujah, and has many, many opportunities that he wants to give you, but you've got to accept them one at a time, one at a time, one at a time.
And we know that Jesus, he spoke the world into existence. He spoke it. So it's just, the Lord's impressing on me how much you need to know that there is a spiritual realm that's more real than what we see in front of us. And this spiritual realm controlled and dictated by spiritual laws and principle. And a law is the life and death is in the power of the tongue. Creative power comes by the word we speak. So if you have spoken any words that aren't aligned in God's will, yes, it hurts Jesus's heart, and we need to console Jesus's heart. But it opens things up in the spiritual realm for blessing or for curse. So in Jesus' name, I take authority over every word curse you have spoken over your life, that a parent or elder has spoken over your life, maybe that a doctor has spoken over your life, words of death. I take these words, I break the power now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that may have come in by these words, I command them to leave you now. And I replace that space with the blessing, with the light of Christ, which drives out all darkness. Holy, and just annihilate any powers of the enemies that may have come in by the words. And we decree God's plan and purpose over your life, over your children's life, in Jesus' name.
Someone came to me yesterday and asked me to pray for her eyes. She said, they cannot be healed. And I prayed for healing. Yeah. Not only that the disease would stop, but for healing. God can do everything. I remember a young woman coming to me, said that the doctor said, I have 3 weeks to live. I said, I rebuked that. Yeah. I rebuked that in Jesus' name. That's not of God. And we prayed for her, and she lived a year and a half. And you know, doctors aren't God. We go to doctors because we need them. We need the best doctors. But doctors are not God. If they say, you've got only 3 weeks to live, what does Jesus say? What does Jesus say? He says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future. Plans to give you a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. God has plans for you. Plans for you. Someone wrote me today that she needs a job. Open the door for the job and give her the ability to accept it and smile at it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, let us speak heaven's language, you know? Though heaven has a radio station and it has a very specific language to it. It's a language of love. Are we speaking the language of love at all times? Because you can hear when someone has eternity in their voice. You can hear when someone is filled with the love of God. And out of this love, only love can emanate. Love conquers all. So we just turn the light on and all the darkness needs to flee. So we just turn on the language of heaven. Lord, let us speak, let me speak the language of heaven, that I'm only speaking life and love and power into my own life, into people's own life, that an atmosphere of glory will follow us wherever we go, that the atmosphere of heaven follows us wherever we go. You know, the words we speak carries an atmosphere to it, so we can saturate the atmosphere of our house, the atmosphere of places where we go, with the love and the power and the grace and the glory of God. Angels come in on the high praises of God. That's why when we praise and we worship Jesus, the glory falls. That's why when we, you know, there was a prophet and he said he would just play praise and worship music in his house all day long, because the angels would inhabit these praises and his house would be filled with angels, because angels in heaven are drawn to the heavenly language. That's why I don't leave on the news and all this stuff on TV all day that doesn't attract the angels. I want to leave on praise and worship and people preaching the gospel and just make my space a habitat for heaven. Make my space a habitat for the Holy Spirit and Jesus. And just let the atmosphere be saturated with all of heaven by the language of love that we speak and that we activate wherever we go.
The language of love is the language of heaven. Faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. The language of love we need to have, and we need to tell people, I believe in you. I believe in you that God has a plan for you. I believe in you that no matter how many times you've fallen, today is a new day. Today is a new day. I believe in you because I believe in Jesus. You see, it's not only I believe in you as a person, I believe in you because I believe in Jesus, who has plans for your life. And you know, some of you have been disappointed so often, and you say, I'm a disappointment. No, 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 no. You're not a disappointment at all. You're a daughter of God. You're a son of God. That's who you are. That's your identity. Not I'm this or I'm that. You're a daughter of God. You're a son of God. That's your identity.
And God has it all figured out for you. And he has gifts for you. He has gifts for you moment by moment, second by second, day by day. And when we speak God's will, when we speak this language of love, it unlocks the gifts. And suddenly we don't worry about anything because we know God has it all under control. This morning I was supposed to be on a flight to Toronto to go to a conference, but the flight got canceled, and it's okay. I just gave it my fiat, and I woke up, and I got to sit with the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus, and have Mass with Father Tom and Father Joseph, and, you know, God has it all worked out, and I just praise God in the good and in the bad, and it's all good. It's hard sometimes, but when we just tell God we love him for every circumstance in our life, that we love Jesus, we praise him, Lord, that you are worthy, God, then all of a sudden that love allows us to get it out of our way, because Jesus already has it all figured out. He already has it all figured out for you. On the cross, Jesus did it all. And now it's just about us receiving what he's done. Receiving God's healing and power and love and grace in his divine life. Jesus already did it all, but can you receive what he has done for you and trust in him with all of your heart?
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. There's breakthrough now. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough over every curse that was cursed to you. Jesus became a curse so that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.